A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear.
What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Pear Sade Dunbar, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life Podcast is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks a little different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. Yeah! So today, I just want to be your friendly reminder to live your life. Like, live your life. If there's something that you want to do, please go do it. If there's something you want to try, go try it. At the end of the day, if it doesn't work out, at least you tried. At least you know. Failure is not a bad thing. As a matter of fact, sometimes failure is just the process of elimination. Because I don't know about you, but I'd rather know that I just don't vibe with something because I tried it and I was like, hey, that just wasn't for me, than to have never did it at all. To get older and say, man, I wish I would have at least tried. I wonder what that could have been like if I would have put my best foot forward. Things could have been different if I took greatness with me in every room I walked into, but instead, I lived a reserved kind of mindset. I lived a reserved personality. I lived in a reserved living space. Life has a way of passing us by. I mean, just think about it. I swear I was just in high school, excited about going to college, and now I'm a whole adult. When did this happen? When did I become this bill-paying, you know, adult? I don't know. I don't even know what words to really put it in. I think you get what I'm saying. It's like I was just talking to my grandma and, you know, now she's gone. She's gone to glory. What is this life without the people who raised me and were my normal? And now I live a completely different life with brand new faces, brand new friends, people I would have never known existed 5 years ago. Isn't that wild? Because that's what life does. It shifts, it molds, it changes, because life is a journey. And we hear that a lot. Life is all about the journey. It's all about the journey. So row your boat gently down the stream merrily. There's this song called 100 Years. When you only got 100 years to live, and as time goes by, suddenly you're wise. Another blink of an eye, 67 is gone, the sun is getting high, we're moving on. And I love this song. Every time I hear it, it is a reminder that time keeps moving, time keeps ticking. And we reach these different chapters in our life where sometimes we as the vessel stop moving, but time keeps ticking. So live your life. Whatever chapter you're in, whether you're in the marriage chapter, brand new parent chapter, going to college chapter, midlife crisis chapter, life is a journey of chapters. And each one kind of brings its own little thing. Do your best to enjoy what you got, where you are, with the people you're blessed to be with. Be good to your neighbor. Be good to your friends. Take greatness with you in every room you go in. Live, laugh, love, eat, pray. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. And I know we gotta have forward thinking in this life. But don't think so forward that you don't get to live in the now. There are people around you who are your purpose partners. The trials and tribulations you're going through right now are purposeful because they're going to build character that you need it. You need this character for the next chapter. Everything around you is purposeful. Just take a breath and ask yourself, what am I learning right now? How is it helping me and how is it propelling me and how can I use it to truly enjoy where I am? So my prayer for you today is this. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said, be anxious about nothing. So I pray that we remove the spirit of anxiety so that we're able to truly live and be our whole selves in this life. That we don't look back from a place of regret, Lord, but that we look back from a place of joy and excitement and experience, love, evolvement, evolution. That we look back at our story when it's all said and done and we laugh, we cry, we enjoy a deep sense of endearment because we couldn't have lived this life any better and we couldn't have tried any harder and we couldn't have loved any deeper because we gave this life our all. Father, remove every cloud that blocks our mind, that blocks our vision, that blocks our way from seeing the beauty that is truly in front of us on a day-to-day basis. So live that life. Go try. Go be great. Be awesome. Because why not? Because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray this episode has blessed you. If you want to follow me on socials, you can follow me on Instagram at Paris Chardet and everywhere else at A Great Life TV. Also, head over to madebypair.com and join my newsletter and blogging community. And you can also get my book called The Nightly Affirmation Journal, where I help you reimagine your reality in 30 nights. Well, that's all, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Paris. Peace. I'm super excited because I am finally introducing you to my book called The Nightly Affirmation Journal. I created it for people who want to change their life, but simply don't know where to start. Here's the thing. The process is always the same. It just looks different based off where you are, what you know, and what you got. Get the Nightly Affirmation Journal on my website. You could get the physical copy, a digital download, or even the Kindle. Either way, start your reimagination transformation today because you deserve to live a great life. Peace.